With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwest, ripping roofs off homes and leaving roads impassable. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard says more bad weather might be in the forecast.
So there is a threat of some severe weather today. Greatest chances farther east, so portions of, say, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, most at risk today. But it's not expected to be as widespread or as significant as what we saw.
Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota have expressed relief that the storms didn't result in the loss of life. In Wisconsin, homes were damaged and residents were trapped in basements. Minnesota saw at least 30 homes damaged. Recovery efforts are underway. Pressure on Iran's finances continues to squeeze Tehran.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is touting a new U.S. economic offensive against Iran, exploiting Gulf nations' new willingness to expose and freeze Iranian regime bank assets after recent attacks. The measures, part of Operation Economic Fury, include expanded sanctions targeting Iranian oil reserves, IRGC leadership, and terror proxy funding networks.
Correspondent John Scott. The standoff over the Strait of Hormuz has quickly escalated again as Iran reversed the reopening of the crucial waterway and fired on ships attempting to pass in retaliation after the United States pressed ahead with its blockade, choking off Iranian ports. Revolutionary Guard gunboats Saturday opened fire on a tanker transiting the strait, and an unknown projectile hit a container vessel, damaging some of the containers. A gunman armed with an automatic weapon killed 6 people and injured 14 in a mass shooting in Ukraine's capital before he was shot and killed by police. The attacker barricaded himself inside a supermarket with hostages after opening fire in a busy central district. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Americans continue to support religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over 3 decades, with 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Researchers say anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack in Israel 3 years ago. This is SRN News. A top election official in Arizona's most populous county will get more authority in running elections after a judge sided with his office in a legal fight with a local board that shares responsibility for overseeing the vote. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The decision could have broad implications in one of the nation's most prominent battleground states, which will have several high-profile races this fall. Justin Heap, the Republican recorder in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, sued the predominantly Republican County Board of Supervisors last summer, alleging it had illegally taken control of certain aspects of election administration. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney mostly sided with Heap's office in his ruling, which was filed Thursday, but appeared on the public docket Friday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump directing his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs, including Ibogaine. That drug and other psychedelics remain banned under the government's most restrictive category. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.